Welcome to Dr. Red Says. Our show is all about taking charge of your mental, physical, and spiritual health. We'll answer your questions about the various healing modalities. And most of all, we're going to have some fun. Now, here is your host, Dr. Red.
Good afternoon, America. I'm sorry we couldn't do this show on the 4th. You know, you got to do your shows when you're scheduled. But if anybody remembers, on 4th, everybody was going, "May the 4th be with you." And that's a terrible pun. But this lady is a 4th to be reckoned with. Because if anybody knows about Reiki, and if you don't, you're going to know today. Reiki is a Japanese energy movement system, and there are many different forms of Reiki, but basically we're all vibration anyway. You think you're solid, but you're not. It's all vibration, and you can move the vibration anywhere. You can send this vibration all around the world, but if you can combine it with other things, so if you have the vibration of the Reiki, and then you have the vibration of crystals, and then if you happen to have mastery of aromatherapy, you've got three different vibration systems working at once. So if you put all three of those together and you apply those to someone who is in need of some healing, that's just outrageous. That is a force to be reckoned with. And so I have somebody that can do that. And if you go to her website, which is just, oh, it's an amazing website called, I love this name, The Curious Cauldron. I love that. She says, if you're going to call me a witch, at least call me a good witch. Okay, I would like to introduce you to the good witch, not the one on TV, although she's just as beautiful. I would like to introduce you to my good witch, MK Solana, and she'll explain the stuff she does at the Curious Cauldron. And you need to have one in San Diego because you're on the wrong coast. The left coast has more fun. MK Solana, the good witch.
How you doing, Dr. Ed?
I'm doing great, but you're on the wrong coast.
I'm on the wrong coast. I know. I'm trying to move up north, so there you go. Maybe
yeah,
I'll
well, no,
take
no,
a
no.
detour.
south, west.
South
San Diego.
How's everybody doing today?
the very first question is, how did you ever come up with a name like the Curious Cauldron?
Believe it or not, my three boys came up with it.
Because they were always curious.
That, when they were younger. So that's been in the making for years.
That is pretty cool.
It is. We were sitting around the table one night outside and, you know, in the backyard here in Florida. It's always warm out. And I was like, I really need to come up with a name. And they started coming up with, you know, you'd be amazed at what they started coming up with.
So when people come to your shop, what do they come in there expecting with a name like that?
Some people are taken back. You know, like they'll get to the door and they'll walk away because they see a witch on the door. But the witch is a beautiful witch. She's beautiful.
It is. She is beautiful. You are beautiful. So, I mean, you know, that's perfect. It fits.
Thank you. But, you know, it's just like any other shop that somebody would walk into, a metaphysical shop. We have candles, we have, you know, little spell pouches and, you know, things like witchy stuff. We got witchy stuff.
Well, do you actually practice Wiccan or do you just do the healing arts?
I just do the healing art. I am a witch by birth, I'm guessing, if that's the way to say it. I am not a Wiccan. I was raised Catholic.
I do not buy into
the whole, you know, and we're not going to get into the religion thing, but I do not buy into all that other stuff, and I knew that since I was very, very young.
You mean you don't go around dancing naked under the moonlight? I mean, come on.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, I would come to Jersey to see that.
Couldn't do that in Jersey. Neighbors were too close. But here in Florida, you can do that.
you could probably get away with that in California because we are the land of the fruits and the nuts. Sorry, Jerry Brown, but yeah, you could probably do that.
When you have a 6-foot fence and, you know, empty lots around you, you could do that.
Hey, you know.
The rain, that's the best time to go running around. It's in the rain.
It actually rained here, and the poor San Diegans go nuts when it rains. You know, California, it rained.
I know, everybody's running around here going, when is it going to rain? When is it going to rain? I was like, let me just take my clothes off and go outside for a minute. It might just rain.
Yeah, you just take one of those wands and wave it around. Well, I don't know if you are old enough. It seems to me I'm the only old person on the show, because you listened to the show with Tree, and I sang that song, and she goes, what? And I said, okay, Google the show it's from, because I'm old and I know these things. There was a movie, and okay, I'm old, and I saw it. It was in the 50s, called Bell, Book, and Candle. And that's what the show The Good Witch is based on. And nobody remembers that. Kim Novak was the star. Nobody remembers her either. But she had a shop, and she was the Good Witch, the original Good Witch. And so your shop and what you do just reminds me so much of that. But she was a sweet, wonderful woman. And all the marvelous things that happened in the town were because, you know, she would, like, wink. I think that's what that thing with Samantha and Tabitha and all those people, I don't remember.
Right, the Bewitched show.
Yeah, I think that was based on that. But her shop was marvelous and enchanting, and you just wanted to go in there. San Diego doesn't really have any cool shops like that.
Really?
No, we have some around, but not as enchanting and exciting as probably yours is. And you know, so you need a branch. So tell us about Reiki. Do you have like appointments in there, and somebody can come in and get a Reiki treatment?
Absolutely. They can schedule one. I actually combine it with the crystal healing, since
Cool.
I am a certified crystal healer. So
cool.
I do both of them together. I give them an option, because you could do a Reiki treatment in a shorter period of time. But when you combine it, like you said, with the stones and with the aromatherapy and even sound, it is so much better.
The body
responds so much better.
If you do all of those, I would think that would just like totally send somebody, you know, out of their body doing all that stuff.
Well, they do. The last few that I've had, which this is why I have a heating pad on the massage table. I know I'm done, and I have done what spirit has put through me. I know I'm done when the person says, I'm cold.
Okay.
Then I'm done. Then I turn on the heating, you know, the heating pad, and I cover them with a blanket, and I tell them, lay there and just enjoy the ride.
Now, I've had some people, only really, really sensitive ones, where when you put the quartz at the front, and then you put like a lodestone, quartz on at their head, and you put a lodestone at their feet. And I had one lady go, holy cow, the lodestone is sending heat up my feet, and now it's at my ankles, and now it's at my calves, and I'm going, wow. And so
right.
It was
and
like...
Once they relax, and they have to be able to embrace all the energy. That's where the magic happens, because if they're laying there and they're scared, they're not going to embrace all the feelings they're going to get, because there's a lot of feelings and a lot of things going on at one time.
Have you ever had anybody say, I don't feel anything, why did I come here?
No, I think the only person who's ever done that to me is my son, my youngest son. He's the only one who's ever done that. But when I did the crystal healing combined with the Reiki, he said he felt like he was being pushed into the bed, like he was that relaxed.
Wow.
So you see, when you combine things, it's a lot stronger.
That's true. That's true. Well, and people will fall asleep on you, and they'll go, what happened? And he said, well, hey, it worked. You were just, you know, that relaxed.
You were that relaxed, and that's what happens. They're more open. When they're asleep, it's probably even better than when they're awake, because when they're awake, they're aware of what you're doing. When they're asleep, I try to tell them, you know, close your eyes if you want. I could put, you know, one of those masks on for you. And you're going to feel me removing and replacing stones as spirit tells me, okay, this is done, now we need this. And this is because I also get to read them as they're laying on the table.
Aha.
So I'll know where the issues are coming from. So
that's
then I work
cool.
on that area. You know, it'll be like, okay, so they're sacral or they're solar plexus. That's where their big issue is. The rest is okay, but let's work on that. And then I'll get the mental picture of exactly what it is that's going on.
I have a feeling, though, that you're scanning their body and doing a little medical intuitive business that most crystal healers are not doing. I just kind of feel that because I'm a medical intuitive, and it sounds like you are, too.
And so, it's not really me, and like I tell him, I go, the information I'm getting is not me. I am not a doctor.
No, but you know, find stuff. It kind of creeps people out because my next door neighbor came over and I was just doing a little crystal scanning and I stopped dead and I said, wow, there's this big mass right in your abdomen and I don't know what that is, but you better go see your doctor. And she went to see her doctor and the doctor said, wow, we got to take care of this mass in your abdomen. And she just freaked out. And I said, look, I am a doctor of a couple of things. I have a couple of doctorates, but I'm not an MD. That's why I sent you to the doctor. Because we can only find stuff. But whenever we find stuff, it kind of freaks them out.
And I had one lady who actually, where I used to work, she was there for a Reiki treatment, and we would do like once a month just a free Reiki session, and people would just sit in chairs, and you know, we would just, it was like an assembly line kind of thing.
That's cool.
I wasn't too thrilled about it, but people, you know, it helped the people that just, you know, wanted a 5-minute thing and were gone, you know, like a zap. I saw something in her abdomen also, and I said to her, I whispered in her ear, I go, I think you need to go see a doctor.
That is
and
cool.
She found me here at this shop, and she's like, oh my God, you saved my life.
Wow.
Right after the Reiki, I went to see my doctor. And she had to have surgery and everything else. And I was like, thank you, but it wasn't me. But I will pass on the message. I'm sure they know already.
We got about a minute. But when we come back, I want you to talk about that. Because, you know, like I do healing on my husband because he has PTSD and Agent Orange problems. And some days I'll look tired and he'll say, no, I don't want you to do a treatment on me today. And I have to explain to him, it is not me. It's not you. It's source energy and the universe sending us energy and it goes through us. So it is not us expending our own energy. So I want you to explain that and then maybe when you come back, if you want to explain that and do a sample Reiki, we'll be right back with our Force of Nature MK Selena.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
The So Brave Foundation offers alternative care for veterans and their families who are struggling with PTSD and traumatic brain injuries. For Southern California residents and for those who will be in the area, we hold an open clinic once every month at the Veterans Memorial Museum in Balboa Park, San Diego, from noon to 4 p.m. on the second Saturday of each month. Appointments are not necessary, and these clinics are completely confidential. Visit SoBraveFoundation.org for more information about these clinics and our organization. We would love to have interested alternative and complementary care therapists join us. And anybody who loves veterans are invited to join us and volunteer their free time and resources. We are fully volunteer staffed and are a 501c3 organization. For more information about what we do and how you can help, please visit SoBraveFoundation.org. Once again, that's SoBraveFoundation.org.
How are you doing in your life? Do you control your life or does it control you? In our hectic, overconnected world, do you spend too much time feeling tired and wired? Tune in to Master Your Life with hosts Leah Mattinson and Dr. Howard Rankin for inspiration, insight, and intelligence on how to gain control of yourself and your life. Along with some inspirational and knowledgeable guests, Leah and Howard will give you the tools needed to help you on your journey. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
And we're back with our Force of Nature, or Jedi Knightess, MK Solana, and we're going to do a little experiment here. So not if you're driving, guys. I used to have a show a long time ago, and people would call in and say, knock it off, you're hypnotizing me and I'm driving down the freeway. Okay, if you're driving, guys, don't do this. Catch it on demand, because you can do that. Or if you're up at 1 o'clock this morning, it's a replay. So if you are not driving, grab your chair and have a pencil and paper with you so you can call in afterwards, because they're going to give you the number. So if you are ready now, get your chair and get a comfy place to sit and be all by yourself, because MK is going to send you a little Reiki healing. So just be all nice and comfy and just sit in your chair. Don't lie down and go to sleep, because it is very relaxing. Although I did one once, and it was a cross country, and I hadn't warned her. I did get permission, because there's no sneaky Reiki. I did get permission to do it, but I didn't tell her when I was going to do it. And she called me later and said, you sent a Reiki, didn't you? And I said, yeah, why? And she said, because you knocked me off the John. And I said, oh, geez, I'm sorry. I don't know how powerful this lady is, but I'm guessing she could probably knock somebody off the chair. So get in a comfy chair. And then just follow directions, guys. And then if you'd like to, call in and let us know how you liked it. Because some people are very, very sensitive and will feel it right off the bat. Some people will not feel it right away. But I'm guessing you're going to want to drink a glass of water after.
You might even have leftover energy for 3 days. So take advantage of that energy.
Absolutely. I can use it. Because, you know, we never Reiki each other. I have actually never had a Reiki session of my own. I just got certified. I went level one, level two, level three, master, boom. And I've never actually had a Reiki session.
Neither have I. I'm always giving it.
That's amazing.
But, you know, we also receive as we're giving. So
it's true.
In a way, it goes around. Because we're getting it so that we can give it.
Boy, can we give it. I just love your energy. This is amazing. So everybody ready? And we're all giving permission. Did you send in your permission slips? I know, I'm kidding.
Those that don't want it won't get it, and those that will and are open to it, they will receive.
Okay, and if you have any crystals around, the crystals will just amplify, especially if you have clear quartz. Clear quartz just loves to multiply the intention.
Clear quartz, selenite, my beautiful Herkimer diamond.
ooh, love it. Okay, I'm turning it over to you.
Okay. If you're listening and you are ready, what I am going to do is I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. And I'm going to ask you to take three deep breaths that go all the way down and then exhale. On the exhale, you are going to release and get rid of everything that is just floating around in your mind. So here we go. We're going to start with one. Let go of the boss yelling at you. The phone's ringing off the wall. The kids screaming. Now just keep breathing in and out quietly, slowly, and concentrate on your breath as it goes in. We're going to draw light from the top of our head. There's a spinning diamond. And from that diamond, we're going to get light. So it's going to come down through the crown chakra into our bodies and go all the way down into the root chakra. And as we breathe in and out, it's just going to radiate all the way in and then come back up. like a straw. Imagine a straw. In, the light comes up, down, when you breathe out. Now, just for some giggles here, I am going to concentrate on, let's see, how about I concentrate on your throat chakra, and then you could tell us, you could call in and tell us if you felt anything on your throat chakra. Because as the light is going in and out, it is cleaning all your chakras. But we're going to concentrate on your throat right now. You might feel a little tickle in your throat. That's okay. I know somebody saw a burst of blue light. That's your throat chakra.
Yeah, I can feel it. Because I have a really nasty, persistent cough that nobody can heal.
How's it feeling now?
It's feeling better. Man, if you can heal that cough, you get a Nobel Prize.
Mm-hmm. Well, then I won't make you tickle.
I do feel that.
You can feel that?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now, I want you to take three deep breaths and push the light down to your root chakra, which is almost down by your tailbone, and when you breathe in, pull the light up, and on your third breath, we're going to disconnect from that diamond with the white light. Now you could slowly open your eyes and call us. Tell us what you thought. Tell us what you felt.
I think we scared the engineer there for a minute because we went off into space. I think sometimes there are ailments. I don't know if some of the new listeners understand about why I'm on the air, because I had an incurable brain tumor. I mean, nobody survives this brain tumor. And that was in 1988. And I was paralyzed and blind and 300 pounds. And they said, well, okay, bye. And no offense to MDs, they're mechanical doctors, and they can cut and burn and poison you. And that's chemo, surgery, and radiation. Mm-hmm. And I said, thank you, but I need to live and I need to do stuff. So I healed myself, learning all these alternative things. So, obviously, I'm here. You can see me on Facebook. I'm about a size 6. I can walk. I can see. I can do everything I want to do. But that's thanks to alternative health care. And that's why I'm on this show, The Empowerment Network. And so, there are other ways to heal people. And this is one of them. I felt that. So, the only thing left is I have this nagging cough, which is not good for someone on the air.
No.
I felt that. They have passed me. Yes.
How did I know to go to the throat?
I don't know. I was going to ask you, why did you go to the throat chakra?
I was going through every single chakra, and I stopped at the throat because that's where they said to go.
Because nobody has been able to do anything with this stupid nagging cough, and I was coughing up until like 5 minutes before the show, and I'm going, I'm a Jew, and so when I was going to die, there wasn't any famous rabbis that could come see me, you know, on my deathbed and say, you want to live or you want to, you know. So Jesus came, he was a rabbi, and he said, hey, you want to continue or do you want to come back with me? And I said, well, I'd like to save veterans. So this show is dedicated to my foundation for veterans. And so now I'm a Jew who works for Jesus. And so right before the show, I said, oh, please, Jesus, don't let me cough during this show, please. So obviously, Jesus told you.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And it's really funny because when some people do walk in and they just do a three-hour interview with me, they'll just stand there and question me for 3 hours. And I'll stand there and I'll tell them everything they want to know. And they'll say to me, so are you a Wiccan? I'm like, no, I'm Catholic. And they're like, you're Catholic, but you're a witch. Isn't that an oxymoron? I'm like, no, not really.
Well, people bug me about that because I'm the only poor Texas Republican Jewish disabled woman minister on earth. I am ordained in a church. And they're going, hey, what?
Yep,
and
so
I said, do you want me to repeat all that? And I see dead people, you know. If you look in the Old and New Testament, all of that can be explained. So I am a Jew. I work for Jesus, and I have a little nice Jewish star with a cross right smack in the middle of it, and it's all approved. But really, by the time you get wherever you get after you die, because none of us knows what happens after you cross over, you'll get there and you'll find out it's all whatever source energy wants you to be anyway. So who cares?
That's right, because we're just all energy. The outside is just a package.
Yeah, I call it the meat suit.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And I tell everybody, I go, it doesn't matter if your meat suit is beautiful and blingy and all this other good stuff. If the inside is rotten, we got to take care of the inside.
So when we come back, we're going to talk about all the other things you do to keep the meat suit looking good and healthy, because this was Reiki. And any callers, if you want to call in and tell us how you liked it, if your throat tingled a little bit, I do really feel better. So I'm going to have to see now if I have less coughing. But that's amazing because you went right to the spot, and I was thinking as that was going on, how'd she know that?
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
The So Brave Foundation offers alternative care for veterans and their families who are struggling with PTSD and traumatic brain injuries. For Southern California residents and for those who will be in the area, we hold an open clinic once every month at the Veterans Memorial Museum in Balboa Park, San Diego, from noon to 4 p.m. on the second Saturday of each month. Appointments are not necessary, and these clinics are completely confidential. Visit SoBraveFoundation.org for more information about these clinics and our organization. We would love to have interested alternative and complementary care therapists join us. And anybody who loves veterans are invited to join us and volunteer their free time and resources. We are fully volunteer staffed and are a 501c3 organization. For more information about what we do and how you can help, please visit SoBraveFoundation.org. Once again, that's SoBraveFoundation.org.
How are you doing in your life? Do you control your life, or does it control you? In our hectic, overconnected world, do you spend too much time feeling tired and wired? Tune in to Master Your Life with hosts Leah Mattinson and Dr. Howard Rankin for inspiration, insight, and intelligence on how to gain control of yourself and your life. Along with some inspirational and knowledgeable guests, Leah and Howard will give you the tools needed to help you on your journey. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Dr. Red Says, and I'm saying, are you awake there? Because, you know, that's powerful stuff. So, wake up, guys, and we're talking to MK Solana, and we're going to talk about some of the other stuff that goes on. Now, first thing I have to ask you, because I know you got that nice massage table, do you put the crystal mat on top of that?
Actually, I don't. That's my next investment, is the crystal. It's the amethyst and black tourmaline.
Yeah, yeah. I have one of those. Yeah, I don't schlep it down to the free clinic. I have a free clinic once a month at the Veterans Memorial Museum, and I have it there because veterans with PTSD are very skittish people, and they don't want to admit that they need help. So we hide it at the Veterans Memorial Museum, and they look like they're going to see the museum. And so they can sneak downstairs and come to my free clinic. But I don't like schlepping a whole lot of stuff down there, so I just take my table. I don't take the mat. And I have the pillow. But if you
Yeah,
if you come to my house, you get the whole works. Right? Yeah, yeah. So if you come to my house, you get the whole works. And so you can do that, and then I have the crystal bowls, but these are the breakable crystal bowls. So I only take one little metal singing bowl.
You've got your mat. You don't want to break the glass ones.
No, because, man, they cost a fortune. But
yes,
see, I got sucked in. You and I both trained with the same crystal master, right?
Yes.
With Hibiscus Moon. Hibiscus Moon is the most incredible trainer on earth.
Oh, so, yes, she is. She made learning mean more than just learning.
I'm telling you, I have two PhDs, and if I had had her as a teacher, I would be on my eighth PhD because it is so much fun to take classes from her. Wow.
That is exactly what I said. I said if she was my teacher when I was in high school, I would have so many diplomas and things hanging on my wall.
Seriously. She's hysterically funny, and she's so smart, and I'm a Mensen, so I'm swift, and I can understand science, and I can understand anything. I mean, I had to keep replaying her training tapes. And I'm going, whoa, something is too fast for me? And that's not bragging. It's just the truth. And I had to keep running her tapes back. I'm going, wow, she's funny, she's smart, she knows everything on earth. I don't know how the woman does that. But, wow. So Hibiscus talked me into all that stuff. And so I went to my very first gem show in Tucson.
You went to Tucson?
Yeah, because I wanted to meet her. Now, I lived in Tucson. My father retired from the Army in Fort Huachuca, which is right next to Tucson. I never knew there was a Tucson Gem and Mineral Show until Hibiscus Moon's Crystal Academy. I never knew that. Maybe they didn't do it then, because my father retired, like, you know, when there were still dinosaurs. So I went just to meet Hibiscus Moon because that was like, to me, that was like meeting the Beatles.
Yeah.
So I went just to meet her, and while I was there, I got talked into buying those crystal bowls.
Oh, I'm going to have to go next year.
Oh, it's. I don't know if you have to be a student to get invited to her little party in her suite, but oh my gosh, that was fun. And I got to meet her husband, and that was like meeting a rock star. Oh, wow. You know, I got to hug her, you know, because I just think she's a rock star. So we learned crystal mastery. And you haven't taken the advanced crystal master yet.
I'm waiting for that one like pins and needles. I keep checking, and I'm like, I'm on the waiting list. I'm like, I need that email.
The advanced crystal master is so much science, it boggled my mind. Because the first one is a little metaphysical, you know. The next it's geology, chemistry, physics. Geez Louise, I went, holy cripe. You should get a PhD for that class. It's amazing.
I'm looking forward to it because the way she teaches it, you understand it. And that was like, I was like, oh, I have to take the other class. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
It's amazing. So people, if you don't believe that using crystals, because we're going to talk about this, Miss Solana here is a crystal master, and when she does the Reiki with you, she uses crystals. Now, depending on what level you understand things, if you're just somebody who understands crystal radios, crystals hold vibrations just like old-time crystal radios do. If you're somebody that understands the MRI, you know how an MRI takes a picture of your brain by exciting all the electrons in your body, and then it puts them back, and that's how it gets the picture? That's what crystals do. If you're somebody that just understands entrainment, then understand entrainment. The crystals each have a vibrational level, and if your liver's off balance, then there's a crystal that has the right vibration, and she'll put a crystal on you that has the right vibration for your liver, and it'll make your liver reattuned to that. So now we've got three different explanations for you, but MK's got all that. So when you go in there, she will do Reiki, and you got the crystals, right?
That's right, and I also have the oils.
Wow, so that's like a triple threat.
That's, yeah, absolutely.
How much better can you get? And you probably got some nice music.
Yes, I do. I've turned my shop is more like a home.
Oh, that's so nice.
I don't have anything that screams retail other than the candles and stuff like that. But all the furniture is like you were walking into somebody's living room. Except
that is. That is so
There's
nice.
No couches.
I got to tell you, because when we talk about this, you're not going to believe the card I picked today. This is a new feature, and it's angel and gem cards. So we know you're a crystal master. So I have this deck of cards, and I got to tell you, my producer at Voice America put me onto these. She is so cool, and I don't know what political persuasion you are, and we're not going to talk about politics, but her name is Tacy Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And she says we're not closely related, but she's just wonderful and very spiritual. And she put me onto these cards, and so they're angel and crystal cards. So I picked one. I pick one each week for our listeners. And the gem today is hematite, and I just love this because we're talking about soothing yourselves and calming down and aligning your chakras. And if you don't know what chakras are, send me an email and I will explain it for you because we don't have a lot of time. Looks like we're getting close to break. We'll explain it when we come back. It is hematite. It says, is your mind on overdrive? Are you feeling physically hyperactive? Have you been sleeping well? It's important to be more grounded. Imagine roots growing through the soles of your feet into the earth, allowing disquieting thoughts and excess to drain away. This is exactly what you're doing. And the angel on the other side is the angel of inner peace and grounding. So on the back of each card, there are affirmations that you can say, and I say them three times. I'm calm and peaceful. All is well. My life is good. The roots absorb goodness from the all-giving earth, which fills me up and brings me serenity. I'm love, and all that surrounds me and all that is attracted to me is love. And when you do all those things and you combine all those things, it's so peaceful, and you can feel all the love of the universe coming together with all those things. And when you have a treatment like that, it's so calming. It feels so good. So I picked this card before anything. I just picked a card at random out of the deck, and that's what came up. That's amazing. My throat came up for you to pick. This card came up for your treatment.
There you go. The grounding, the hematite.
Yeah, the universe knows. We don't know. The universe does.
The universe knows. We are just vessels. I tell everybody this. I am just a vessel that gets information and passes it on to you.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I see, my nickname is Cosmo because I keep seeing cosmic messages from God. And everybody makes jokes about that. The other one is Mr. Spock, because I'm like Hibiscus Moon. She's very, very scientific and then a little bit on the spiritual side. And I'm the same way because my first degree is in medical technical specialties. It's a PhD in education. And everybody goes, what? And then the second one is in clinical hypnotherapy, which is kind of on the woo-woo side.
Right.
You know, and they're going, what are you? And I said, well, I'm half Vulcan and half earthy, you know. It works.
Live well and prosper.
it works because, you
it
know,
works.
Your brain has two sides. You know, left is language, right is roundabout everywhere, you know. So you should develop both sides. I think when they took my brain tumor out, they kind of split the connection. But everybody should explore both sides. The doctors now are prescribing going out and hugging a tree. Not the tree that was on last week, but hugging trees.
Well, because they know that nature and the properties and everything else works. It works. We came from somewhere.
And where do your essential oils come from?
DoTerra.
Yeah, but where do they get them?
Therapeutic grade.
Where did they get them? Because I'm a DoTerra lady,
They
too.
Get them from, actually, they get them from all over the place. They actually help other countries.
I'm just saying it's all nature. And they go to the source and they get pure, because I'm a DoTerra lady. I love DoTerra. They use pure essential oils that were pressed from the freshest plant.
From the plant, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, so my husband has PTSD, and every night I have the emotions roll-ons. I love your podcasts. I go to your podcasts. And you did the one on emotions, and you use the bottles. I use the roll-ons. But every night before he goes to bed, I use the emotions kit, and I use Calm, and there's two of them. I can't remember both of them. But if I don't put those on, he'll have nightmares all night. So I use two of the roll-ons for him, and I can't remember which ones they are. Honestly, God, if I forget to do it or he forgets to do it, he wakes up in the middle of the night, and I go, oh, you need your roll-ons.
Would it be peace
and calm. Peace and one. There's two of them. I cannot remember which to do. But if I don't use those two, he cannot sleep. I'm serious.
That is my next order, is the roll-ons, because I want to have them with me instead of just the oils. And I have a grandbaby, so I'm like, you know, this would be awesome just to put on her feet. You know, not all over her body, but on her feet where she's not going to be touching them and stuff.
We'll be right back.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
The So Brave Foundation offers alternative care for veterans and their families who are struggling with PTSD and traumatic brain injuries. For Southern California residents and for those who will be in the area, we hold an open clinic once every month at the Veterans Memorial Museum in Balboa Park, San Diego, from noon to 4 p.m. on the second Saturday of each month. Appointments are not necessary, and these clinics are completely confidential. Visit SoBraveFoundation.org for more information about these clinics and our organization. We would love to have interested alternative and complementary care therapists join us. And anybody who loves veterans are invited to join us and volunteer their free time and resources. We are fully volunteer staffed and are a 501c3 organization. For more information about what we do and how you can help, please visit SoBraveFoundation.org. Once again, that's SoBraveFoundation.org.
Do you or somebody you love have a struggle with abuse? You don't need to be a slave to your abuse anymore. Listen for Beyond Abuse, Beyond Therapy, Beyond Anything with Dr. Lisa Cooney. Dr. Lisa overcame struggles in her own life. 2 decades of sexual, emotional, and physical abuse nearly took their toll. In her 20s, she turned her life around and set upon a path to help others. She can help you find the key to take control of your life, too. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everybody. So when we left, we were talking about putting some aromatherapy on our little grandbaby's feet. And I have to tell you, there's something good about putting on feet, because I don't know if you listened to the one about the nose, when I had an independent aromatherapist on, and this lady makes her own blends and does her own stuff, and she's really cool. We both are doTERRA ladies, and I would suggest you get all of your doTERRA products from MK, because MK does the most marvelous podcasts. So you just go to MK Solera and let her do her stuff and watch her things, because the Curious Cauldron is so cute. I love that. I am so drawn to your stuff. So I just get stuff from there. They have just marvelous resources. If you want some exotic thing that can't be made by a huge company like that, then you go see Joan, because Joan will custom blend something for you. So that's why I had two different things on. But I love doTERRA. No offense, guys, Young Living. I was in Young Living, sorry, but I didn't feel the support. I love working under MK and getting my stuff from MK. So what can I say? But putting on the feet, when I had Joan on, she used to put stuff like with garlic on her husband's feet, and he was the captain of a fire department. And I said, "You put garlic on your husband?" She said, "Yeah, well, you put it on their feet, and they put their shoes on. Nobody knows."
Right.
And I said, "Oh, cool." And she said, "And the feet are great receptors." I didn't know that. See, you guys know so much that I don't know. I have 9 different subcategories and 2 doctorates. I don't have time to learn all that stuff, but you know it.
That's the trivial stuff that you pick up here and there.
Well, see, but that's the thing. You know it, so I don't have time to know all that stuff. But I know aromatherapy works, and I know you know it. So if I have a problem, why don't I just ask you?
And I'll get you the answer.
That works. So if you could cure this cough, I got to tell you, I've been called a cough variant asthma patient for 70. I will be 70 in June. Nobody has cured this cough. If you cure this cough, I swear I'm going to put you in for the Nobel Prize. The closest thing anybody's given me so far were some cough drops from the other group. And they have some cinnamon in them. If I suck on those too long, my mouth burns. So that's not going to work.
Have you tried honey?
Yeah, cinnamon? But that's fattening.
No, you just take a little teaspoon. A little teaspoon of honey with cinnamon in the morning, warm, in the morning, and right before you go to bed.
And that'll do it for all day?
It works. It actually, it helps your throat. It has something to do with the actual, it has to be the good honey. Not, you know.
Well, we are using local honey. Excuse me, local honey.
That's good.
And we haven't put the cinnamon in it.
You just put a little bit of cinnamon in it, and you heat it up. And I was scared to take it because I have stomach issues. And with the doTERRA ease thing for the belly, works wonderful. So I didn't have to worry about that. But I did the cinnamon and the honey, and my cough went away.
Okay, how much cinnamon?
I would put, depending on how much honey you use, I would put like half a teaspoon.
Oh, okay. So a teaspoon of honey and a half teaspoon of cinnamon.
Right.
Okay,
and
I will try that.
Mix it up.
Well, we shall see. Now we get, that's a good part. Now we're getting to the bad part.
Okay.
I told you to think about this in advance. Are you ready out there, all you redheads and honorary redheads? You ready?
I'm ready.
What makes you so mad that you see red like Dr. Red does? What makes you blow up and blow smoke out your ears? So it's a rant. Rant. Go ahead, rant.
Rant? Okay. What makes me upset? What makes me really, really, really upset is the people who cannot get past their past and just keep bringing it forward. If you don't let it go, you're never going to move forward. It's like walking around with cinder blocks around your ankles. let them go. Like the song says, let it go. You want to do one thing, you want to work on your spiritualism, you want to do certain things, but yet you refuse to let go of everything that's holding you back.
Cool, I like that. Now, you see, I need somebody else to give a rant, because that's a really good rant. Now, last month, and the rant was our aromatherapist. She said, it's freaking hot in Phoenix. And I said, well, of course it's freaking hot in Phoenix. You knew that when you moved there. Moved to San Diego.
There you go.
But she won, because there weren't any good rants. You guys, I have a Facebook page. I have on the SoBraveFoundation.org a regular website. Write me a rant, guys. Do you want my guests to win all the wigs? Write in and give me a rant, because whoever has the best rant wins a Dr. Red wig. You're an honorary redhead. Of course, you're an honorary redhead anyway. But if you win the wig, you got to take a picture so I can post it on my Dr. Red Facebook page. So
Did the guy ever get your red wig?
He never did, because he never sent me another verification of his address. So the Keith Stark wig is just floating around my house somewhere. I think it's gone into the Bermuda Triangle of my house, because this house is huge and there's so much junk in there. It's floating around my house. So the next wig went to Joan Gustafson, the aromatherapist. Huh. So send me some rants, guys. And it's getting close to wrap-up time, so I really, really want to thank the force of nature on the East Coast. I really wish you'd branch out and come to the West Coast, because I love you, but I've never seen you in person, and that hurts. I love your energy. I love the work you're doing, and I got to have you back sometime. Next season, you got to come back, because this season's kind of cool.
Thank you for letting me hear.
So thanks so much for joining us. And listeners, you got to come back. And next week we are going to have, this is going to be so much fun. I got my eye on you, and you won't believe what I see. With Dr. Leonard, I can't remember his last name, but nobody can pronounce it anyway. He's an eyeologist, and he looks in your eyes. Now, I've been to an iridologist, and he looks in your iris, and that's interesting, but this guy looks all over. He looks in the sclera. He looks in the white part. They take pictures, and then he takes this picture, and he analyzes like 5,000 places in your eye. And so all my life, I grew up thinking I had brown eyes. No, I don't. Isn't that amazing? I have hazel eyes. I didn't know that. So, and he told me all these different diseases and what might be wrong with me and what not might not, and how I stopped by diabetes in its tracks, because everybody in my family has diabetes but me, on both sides. This guy is amazing. So, you're going to come back for that one, right? And if you happen to miss any show, you know you can always catch it on demand. So, thank you so much for being here. Come back for that one. Come back every week. Because there's going to be something special every single week. And I would like your ideas. So give me ideas. Tell me what you want to do. Tell me what guests you want to have on. Tell me. This is your show, guys. This is your show. And MK, what would you like to see on the show? Ooh, did she go away? Let's see what happens when you thank a guest too soon. Oh, there she is. What would you like to see on the show next? Got one more minute.
Hibiscus Moon.
Okay, you get her. I'll interview her. Because I tried. I tried. That's how Tree got on. I tried to get Hibiscus for Crystals, and that's how Tree got on. So that's, okay, I don't know how many seasons this show is going to be on, but you try to get Hibiscus, and whenever you can snag her, I'll have her on. That's your challenge. We've got 30 seconds left. That's your challenge for however long this show runs, is to get Hibiscus Moon as a guest on this show. And if that ever happens, I swear to goodness, we get to do press releases. I will put out the most fascinating press release for that woman, because she's amazing. And we'll do a three-way, you, me, and Hibiscus.
There you go.
There we go. Bye, everybody. It's been fun. Thank you.
thanks for tuning in this week to Dr. Red Says. Please join Dr. Sarah Young, a.k.a. Dr. Red, again next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. In the next week, laugh in the face of adversity and move forward.